removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. We thank God for these his holy words.
I'm hoping that you can hear me okay if I stand here. There was a church in a small rural town in rural America. One night, the church building caught fire and burned down. While the building was burning, many of the town folk were standing around and watching it burn. The minister had been called, and as he drove up, he noticed that there were many people there who used to attend church. Seeing one of them, he commented that he hadn't seen this man for quite some time at the church and wondered where he had been. Sarcastically, the man responded to the minister saying, "That's because I haven't seen this church on fire for a while." Well, this may be rather humorous, it is true, but it seems like churches, like individuals, can get into a rut. We get into the routine of just doing what we've always done, going through the motions, patting ourselves on the back, telling ourselves how good and faithful we are because we come and gather together every Sunday and do what everybody expects us to do. Our scripture reading this morning talks about needing to be connected to the vine so that we can bear fruit. And that's a real problem facing many of us in the world today. It seems like many Christians have let their fire go out. They might have given their heart to Jesus Christ as a young person, but they have allowed the fire to become a smoldering fire, just ashes that give a little bit of heat. There's no joy, no hope, no excitement, no belief in the power of prayer. When we as individual Christians allow this to happen, our churches can't help but become places where there is no fire for God, where there is no fruit produced, and where joy ceases to be found. We as a church here in this community must continually be attentive to keeping the fire of God alive and never let it go out. So I have a few questions for you this morning. How many of you have ever met a person who you would consider on fire for Jesus Christ? How many of you would have had, you know, a person that you would consider that way? Okay, here's the second question. How many of you have encountered a church that was on fire for God? Okay. What was the person who was on fire for God like? What was that person like? What were their characteristics? When you thought about that person, what was it that you thought about? You have to shout it so I can hear you. Joyful, okay?
Caring.
Caring, yep.
Confident.
Confident, yep.
Outgoing.
Happy to help. Yep. And was this person or the people in the church that you were thinking about those who thought about God for 1 hour on Sunday and then forgot about him for the rest of the week? Or were they someone that thought about God a little more often than 1 hour a week? In order to experience joy, in order to glorify God, as verse 8 in John 15 says, we must bear much fruit and become disciples of Jesus Christ. God will prepare us to be his church on fire as we build our relationship with him. And what happens when we build our relationship with God? We set an example for people to see what true love and joy really means, what it means to live a life on fire for God. We set an example for others who can look at us and see that we're different from others in their circle of acquaintances or in their circle of friends, or as the young people say, in their friend group today. A letter was written by a relatively new Christian to a friend whose life had influenced hers so greatly. She actually listed some of the things that you just spoke about that she found contagious in the life of her friend. Listen to what she wrote. She wrote this to her friend. You know, when we met, I began to discover a new vulnerability, a new warmth, and a lack of pretense in you that impressed me. I saw in you a thriving spirit, no sign of internal stagnation anywhere. I could tell you were a growing person. Hang on.
It's still not music wind. Stand, Carol?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's hard to turn the pages when you're holding everything. Keep it from moving. I could tell that you were a growing person, and I liked that. I saw you had strong self-esteem, not based on the fluff of self-help books, but on something a whole lot deeper. I saw that you lived by convictions and priorities, and not just by convenient, selfish pleasure and financial gain. And I have never met anyone like that before. I felt a depth of love and concern as you listened to me and didn't judge me. You tried to understand me. You sympathized and you celebrated with me. You demonstrated kindness and generosity, and not just to me, but to other people as well. You were willing to go against the grain of society and follow what you believed to be true, no matter what people said, and no matter how much it cost you. And for those reasons, and a whole host of others, I found myself really wanting what you had. Now that I've become a Christian, I want to write to tell you how grateful I am beyond words of how you lived out your Christian life in front of me. Thanks for being a contagious, on-fire Christian. Are you, am I, an on-fire, contagious Christian? Some of us are more forthcoming in our joy and fervor in the Lord than others. Some of us are more quiet. But just as God made a variety of fruits, he made each one of you unique and different. And he wants us to find him, to connect to him, and experience his joy. Being a church on fire is not a sprinting contest, but rather a marathon. In a few weeks, we will be participating in the local community triathlon, providing water as people engage in a marathon. Interestingly enough, to keep energy going, to keep the fire alive in each athlete, it will be necessary for them to have water. To keep the branches alive, they must abide in the vine and receive the water or the sap from Jesus Christ. Without this water, the branch will wither and die. And we know that Jesus is our living water. He is the life-giving sap for each of us as Christians. As a church here in the community of Harrington, we continue to be a church on fire because people experience within our midst the transforming power of Jesus Christ as they commit their lives to Him. People feel within our congregation a place that's safe to grow and to learn how to abide in Jesus Christ. People experience the love and care of God through our acts of kindness and concern. And people see the power of God at work through answers to prayer. How many of you remember when the news showed the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris? Happened this spring, the week of Easter. I can still remember turning on the news and seeing the spire fall to the ground. I was shocked because I've actually been in Notre Dame Cathedral and seen that majestic house of prayer. The whole world watched as Notre Dame Cathedral burned. But what happened next? Do any of you remember? Within a couple of days, thousands of people gathered outside that great cathedral and sang hymns, prayed to God, and shared peace and love with one another. Despite their house of prayer no longer being accessible, they gathered together as God's church. What did this show the world? What did it show you and I? A church is not a building. A church is a gathering of people under the banner of Jesus Christ, intent on invading our current modern culture with the good news of Christ's love. The church is not somewhere you go or attend. The church is a community of people, believers, that are living the life of Christ for all the world to see. A connected, loving, giving, caring, kind, generous, full of grace and truth kind of people. And when the world sees, they notice. A church was not burning in Paris. A building was. What a gift it is for us to gather together in this place. All around us in this community are people working, learning, living, and playing. We do not know the needs or the cares that they carry, but God does. He wants to be in relationship with each person He has created, and He wants us to experience His love and care. But God needs all of us in His church to tell others that He loves them and wants to help them. He wants to use us as His church to pray for others. He wants us to facilitate opportunities and experiences for people in this community to experience that love and joy. Knox did that last week. As we hosted Decoration Sunday, people had an opportunity to hear the good news that Jesus is alive. He is not lying dead in a tomb like every other world religious leader is. Jesus Christ has indeed risen, and as Reverend Mark proclaimed, every Sunday should be a mini Easter. I watched as many gathered after the service to enjoy food and conversation, so much so that those of you that were trying to clean up wished that they would just get a move on. They were a little tardy in leaving the downstairs hall. And yet, as I watched each one, you were exhibiting a church on fire. And it made me feel so joyful to think that I could be a part of such a community of believers. May we continue as a church to serve the people of this community, not because we are an organization, not because we possess a building, but because we are a church on fire for God. Amen.
Amen.